Hey everyone, welcome back to this week's episode of the Mindful Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Dorenzo, and today I'm so excited to record. I, as you know, haven't recorded in a very long time. Well, not a very long time, but there's just been a lot going on. And that's what we're going to be talking about in this podcast episode. What I love about this platform is that I want it to be more of a hobby than like a job, and obviously I'm not at that point with this podcast platform that it could be a job, which would be a dream. But right now, because I'm in school full-time, I'm teaching full-time, there's just a lot going on. So I love that I can record once or twice a month, and all of you keep coming back, and you just love listening to this stuff. So that really helps me get my mojo and record when I want to. And that's what I love about it, is that I just feel so motivated right now to record, and I'm excited to talk about this topic. I'm excited to update all of you because I haven't talked to you in such a long time. What I also appreciate is that I see a lot of you guys continuously listening to my podcast episodes, even when I don't upload frequently, and that really makes me very happy, and it keeps me going, and I just like love all the feedback that I've been getting. And just, yeah, thank you guys so much. And definitely like follow my podcast Instagram. I don't upload on that a lot because I'm not good at Instagram. I suck at Instagram. But if you guys DM me, like, I'll know if you DM me and we can like chat about whatever I've talked about in my episodes or like anything you want to hear. I kind of want to do like an advice column maybe one day. But yeah, so just a little spiel about like how happy I am with this podcast, and I just can't believe that I did it anyways, and I've been getting a lot of good feedback from it. So yeah, anywho, a lot of updates for you guys. So basically, the last time you guys heard from me is where I'm gonna pick up. So basically, we're gonna pick up where we left off. I had a sleepover with my boyfriend, and for dinner we actually went to sushi. Like, we got sushi, and I haven't had sushi since high school, so it was like such a weird, like, you know how when you haven't had something for so long and it reminds you of like that specific time, either a song, like a smell. But for me, it was like sushi, and it was like such a bad point in my life the last time I had sushi. And it was just like, I'm sitting there, happiest time ever in my entire life is like right now and eating that sushi. I'm like, wow, the last time I had sushi, I was so upset. And it's just crazy how full circle it has been for me, or full circle it was for me, if that makes sense. And it's not about the sushi, it's just about the last time I had it, just where I was mentally, physically, all that jazz. So it was really good though. The sushi was so freaking good, and we got drinks, and then I slept over his house like a couple weeks after that, and we went to this pub, like a local pub. And I was gonna say, you can tell I haven't talked for a long time because I'm going to be blanking out a lot. But I got like this, it was really good, but I got like a buffalo chicken burger thing with like tater tots. And I was so hungry because it was like a while since I was eating. And I was so hungry. I literally ate so fucking fast, and my stomach was in the worst pain ever. It was so bad. Like, we had to leave. I'm like, done it. But I didn't say his name. I was like, oh my god, like, we need to go because I feel like so nauseous, like I'm gonna throw up. So I've been having like a lot of bloating problems. Don't know if I've talked about that before on here. And I've grown up with like really bad bloating issues. My dad has SIBO and IBS, and it's just like probably something that I have. So I kind of was like, that's the breaking point for me. Like, I want to be able to eat something and not get bloated. So I've been trying to figure out what's been bloating me, what's giving me problems, so I can go out and enjoy myself. Like, I just went over Mallory. Well, I spent the weekend with Mallory. We went out to dinner, and we got like a flatbread, and I got a Caesar salad with chicken, and I was in pain, like my stomach. So there's definitely something that's causing the bloating. I don't know if it's gluten that's causing my bloating. I don't know if it's dairy. I don't know specific vegetables. So I'm testing out to see what's hurting me so I don't have to suffer eating. It just sucks because I'm constantly bloated all the time and it literally sucks so bad. So yeah, that happened when I was hanging out with him, but that's fine. He was literally like, you need to figure out your body because like you can't live like this. You can't live bloating all the time and being in pain. Like you can't do that to yourself. So I'm like, you know, you're right. It's been 25 years of almost 25 years. I should probably understand what my body, like what's going on. So that's why today actually to like flash forward, I went to Target and I went to get like vitamins. So I take like a, greens. I take like the Bloom greens almost every morning. Well, I try to remember. And it's like for like digestive and your immunity, things like that. And of course that's not the only thing that's going to help your bloating. And that's the thing about like TikTok is like, oh, this green like helps me with my bloating. I have a flat tummy now. Like, no, you forgot to talk about that. You work out 5 times a week, that you eat super clean and that you drink this much water. Like, this is what I hate about social media. Like they say one thing helped them, which it, honestly, maybe it could have, but we all know that's not really the story. So I knew I had to have a better diet. I need to figure out what I'm eating that's bloating me and just get to know my body because like not just having one probiotic every morning is going to help my stomach. It definitely would help a little bit, but it's not going to solve all the problems. So even though I got like all, I got magnesium, I got vitamin D3, which I have been taking vitamin D3. I have been taking my greens, probiotic, magnesium, fish oil, which is new. And I really just need to, also I've been keeping up with my water intake, so that's good. But I don't know, I just came to like this realization that I just want to take care of myself more, and feeling like shit shouldn't be something that I'm just going to deal with. I'm going to take control of like my bloating problems and like really understand what's going on. So that's that on that. Also with like my whole health and fitness journey. So I have been feeling pretty shitty about my like bloating and stuff. I'm not feeling confident in clothes because I'm always bloated. And when I'm at the gym, like my squat form is okay. And I have, to be honest, I don't go to the gym with anyone. I go by myself. I'm too nervous to feel myself to see how my form is doing. I just don't feel strong. My form probably sucks and I don't know it. I have no one to help me and it just fucking sucks. And I've been hating going to the gym. And that's something that I'm not used to because I love going to the gym. But I've just been so frustrated. I'm like, I should be able to lift more than this. And I don't know if I'm doing anything right. I just don't feel good going. So I've been really upset about that and like feeling down on myself in that area of my life. But so I've been loving F45, and if I've talked about it before, F45, it is expensive. Like I know that, and we'll get into that in a little bit, but F45 is like circuits, I guess, but it's like you can do a cardio day, you can do a cardio and lifting day, or you can do just a lifting type day. I like the lifting ones because for cardio I can do that on my own. I need help with lifting, so that's why I go on lifting days. And there's two trainers and they go around the room, they help your form, like, and then they tell you that you're doing a good job, so you feel good and you're more confident picking up more weight knowing that you have the right form. So I really feel like that's what I should be doing because it's safer for me. I'm with someone who is literally licensed in this, I think, right? They're licensed. So that's just kind of what I've been feeling. And I know F45 is expensive. I know there's student discounts and I think there's a teacher discount too. I don't know if it's every location. I know they have class packs and stuff. So I really want to figure out what's the cheapest option for me, because I've been saying this before, like, they're, you know, people invest in clothes, they invest in shoes, they invest in purses, but we don't invest in ourselves and our health. And that's something that I need to think about. It's like, okay, what about like, let's not buy those jeans because you have 40 pairs of them or whatever. Why don't we invest in ourselves more? Let's buy better food and let's go to the at 45, it's a little bit more expensive, but you're bettering yourself. And I know that's such a privilege to say that, because again, I have the financial means that I'm able to do that for myself, and I have the resources that I'm able to do these things, and I totally understand I have the privilege to do it. So I am very grateful for that, but again, I really need to look at it in a better way. Like, I need to start investing in my health and in myself. So I've been really thinking about that. That's something I haven't really talked about with a lot of people, really just Mallory and my boyfriend a little bit. And they're very supportive in what my thought process. I mean, it is expensive to do these things, but I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to see like what's going on with my body and all things like that. So I'll keep you updated on that. If you guys care, I'll keep you updated, but that's just how I've been feeling. And 2 weeks ago, I took like a random Thursday off of work the week before February break. And February break was the week before you guys are listening to this. If you're listening to this on February 28th, we had February break last week. And the week before that, I took a random Thursday off because I had so much homework done. I was able to go to the gym. I was just like able to focus on myself again. No one was home, and I'm so used to having a million people at home, and I never really have quiet time or time to myself to just sit and like do homework or read or whatever. So it was really nice to just be able to do all those things by myself with my dog. And I even took him on like a long walk, like all this stuff. It was great. And those were all things that were bettering myself, like doing homework and feeling good about that, going to the gym, eating healthy, going on a walk. Like, those are all things that are like good things to do for yourself. And I'm like, wow, that's what I'm missing. Like, I need to do this more. And that's why I really needed that mental health day. So take that Thursday off and really just focus on myself. And that's what I really came to terms with, investing in myself health-wise. Yeah, so that's just whatever. We should move on. I've been talking about this for, how long have I been doing this for? 13 minutes. We can move on. So we had February break last week. I had jury duty. But for jury duty, I was literally there for 2 hours. And then the judge said we could leave. And the 2 hours, I did my two assignments, and then that was it. So it was great just sitting there quiet and got all my homework done. And I was able to get a head start on homework today, Sunday. That's due like in a couple weeks from now. I was able to do it. So it was really good. What else did I do during February break? I went to the gym, kind of. I would go, but like I would go for a little bit and like do three little workouts, and I would like hate being there and feel shitty about myself, then I would leave, but whatever, working on that. What else did I do during February break? Well, the Friday before February break, was it 3 weeks ago? I don't remember, but I had Galentine's Day with my friends Talia, Andrea, and Mallory. We went over Tali's apartment. She made us drinks. We got pizza. We made like these little charm things. Mine, okay, this is the thing with the charm thing. You know, little charm things you see on people's phone? If you follow my Instagram, I took a picture with it before. I made one for like a bracelet, charm bracelet thing. And I tied on my wrist. I went to the bathroom and fell in the fucking toilet. It literally fell in the toilet. I was like, I can't do this. Like, I'm not good at this stuff. So yeah, that was that. But it was such a good weekend with them. I always have so much fun. I feel my best self when I'm with them. It was just so nice, and it was so much fun. Yeah, so I really loved that. And then for my students on Valentine's Day, we had a little party. Oh my god, I like never experienced Valentine's Day as a teacher, because last year it was all online. So I was like, oh, I'll bring in cupcakes. And like, honestly noted, do not bring any food in on my part, because the kids bring cupcakes, they bring cookies, they bring chocolates, they bring so much. I didn't know that. So we had so much of that stuff, but it was so much fun. They were so excited, and it was just like, they looked forward to it because they missed it the year before. So it was just really nice and fun, honestly. But yeah, So that's the Valentine's Day stuff. I've been randomly really into peanut butter toast with banana and cinnamon. And today I had like 2 scrambled eggs with a piece of toast and peanut butter. And it was so, I don't know why. I've just been in love with peanut butter toast recently. Don't know about you guys. And also, Mallory introduced me to these poppy prebiotic sodas at Target. And right now, actually, if you heard that, I'm drinking one of them. This is the raspberry rose or rose. I don't know how they want me to pronounce it. One, it's really good. There's 4 sugars in here, which is like whatever. I don't really care about that stuff. But it's really good. And I'm having one now, but usually I put them in my fridge in my classroom and I'll have one after lunch. So it's like something to like look forward to, kind of a little treat after lunch. And it's really good. I really like them. Or I'll do like a flavored sparkling water after lunch. And it's just like, I don't know. It keeps me entertained, I guess, while I'm teaching. It's really good. So if you hear me sipping that, that's what it is. Really good. Grad school's going really well for me. I'm actually going to change my license program from early childhood to special ed for grades K through 8. I really want to be a special ed teacher. I've grown up with my own opinion on school systems, special ed, and it's honestly teaching me a lot this year. And I have a learning disability. I have a lot of experience with this. And I really just find my path right now with special ed. So yeah, I'll be changing that soon. But grad school's going really, really well and I'm not really stressed by it right now. I keep like saying, oh, like it probably will get stressful in a few months from now, like, but it hasn't been. So I think I'm doing well on it. My sister's getting married. I got a bridesmaid dress. It's beautiful. I'm getting that hemmed over the weekend. This week I'm going to get it hemmed. I got these cute Steve Madden shoes. They're just like nude heels because those are heels I can wear all the time. And then I actually, so for the dress, like we all need proper underwear, Spanx, whatever, when you wear dresses, because when you take pictures, like you want, no matter what the angle is, you want to look good, right? You want to feel good about yourself when you're looking at that photo. I mean, maybe that's just what I've been thinking. So I went on Skims and I bought one of their like shaped underwear thing. It's like a high-waisted one. And it didn't like really suck anything in. It kind of just like smoothed it out in the dress, if that makes sense. So there isn't like weird lines, bumps or whatever. So it just like smoothed it out. So I actually really liked it. And then I got one of their bodysuits. Oh my God. The bodysuit is like butter. I love Skims bodysuits. I only got one. I will for sure be ordering more. Like, they're amazing. They're like butter. They're so comfortable. I got my true size. I think I got a small. In some stores, I'm extra small. Some stores, I'm small. Some stores, I'm medium. You never fucking know, because your one size could be a total different fucking size in another clothing store. And that's what's fucked up. But that's a different thing to even talk about one day. But I love their bodysuits. They're amazing. I'm definitely going to be ordering more. And, oh, when I went to Target and I got vitamins, I also got a protein powder. So, with protein powder, I've had a weird relationship with, because they bloated me really, really bad. So, I just stopped having protein powder because I think it was, like, the isolate protein that was really causing a lot of my bloating. So, I stopped having it. But the protein powder I got is called Toned Up. It was kind of expensive, but oh my God. What the hell? Sorry. I'm on. Oh my God. That is crazy. Guys, I got the protein powder called Toned Up at Target. It was like $23. And the ingredients is so exactly what I needed. It's literally pea protein, chia protein, oat milk. And then it's like monk fruit extract and then coconut creamer. So it's like coconut oil and chicory. I don't want to say it. Chicory root fiber. And I'm like, oh, clean ingredients I'm not allergic to that's going to bloat me. I'm going to get it. I just looked it up online, and Revolve sells one of them for $48. That is absolutely insane. Oh my God, I cannot believe that. How is Target selling it for $23 and Revolve is selling it for $48? What the fuck? Oh my God. That is insane. I'm sorry. That is in fucking sane. I'm gonna look it up. How much it is at Target. Yeah, it's $24 at Target and it's $48. Oh wait. Maybe I got the small one. Because this one is $48. Oh my God, I sound like a fucking idiot. Yeah, I got the small one. That's 14 ounces. The 28 ounces is $48, which I think is just fucking expensive. But anyways, the ingredients are really good. And I'm trying it out. I just sounded so dumb. I thought it was the same size. That was that much. I'm like, wow, like Revolve, you're gonna whatever, put your name on something and you're gonna whatever. No, it was just like a really big size. But whatever. Anyways, so I'm really excited to try it out because I have a really bad history with some protein powders. So I'm thinking that because it's such clean ingredients, I don't have a bloating problem with any of that stuff. So I'm going to try it out maybe tomorrow for breakfast, maybe put in a coffee or something, and I'm going to see how it makes me feel. Or maybe I should have it Tuesday after F45. I think I'll do that. So yeah. I think that's all I have to say for these updates. Cool. Okay. So before we get into it, sorry, let me take a drink of my drink. Honestly, this flavor isn't as good as the other ones. I like the strawberry lemonade one the best. And the watermelon, those are my favorite. This one is, like, good, but definitely not, like, my favorite one. Anyways, so what really made me want to talk about toxic positivity is because, honestly, I've been experiencing it at work, unfortunately, and I've been feeling really overwhelmed with it when I am getting a lot of toxic positivity when, like, it's not needed in that specific moment, and it's just really been pissing me off, honestly. I see it on social media all the time, and I don't know, I have like a weird relationship with it. I see it a lot, and then sometimes like maybe we get confused on what it is. So with this episode, I kind of want to give like my opinion or my side about it when it's necessary and when it's toxic, like when positivity is necessary and when it becomes toxic. Again, these are just my opinions and my view on it. If you don't agree with it, that's okay. We all have our own opinions, that's fine. But this is just kind of what I think. So, yeah, without further ado, let's get into toxic positivity. So, I looked up the definition of toxic positivity because I'm like, I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't want to sound like an idiot. I want to make sure I'm saying, like, the right definition. Hold on, sipping this. So, I think I just looked it up on Google or the Urban Dictionary, I think. Urban Dictionary. I said, what is the definition of toxic positivity? And I said, toxic positivity is the belief that if you just stay positive, you will overcome any obstacle to such a degree that you invalidate natural emotional responses and the person having those feelings. And then it gave an example. Her toxic positivity left her friend feeling like his feelings were not important. He was overreacting. So what does this whole thing mean? I took this as pushing away your feelings or someone else's feelings in a way to like avoid it, which I think would just make these feelings bottle up and maybe end up dealing with it maybe in an unhealthy way. So if someone's coming up to you, like a friend, like, listen, I had a bad day at work, like, I don't know, I'm just so stressed out. And then your friend's like, you should be lucky you even have a job. Like, you're fine. That thing will pass. You're okay. You're doing the right, like, kind of like not letting that person vent. That's like toxic positivity, because that thing at work that's pissing off or stressing out your friend or yourself or whatever could be it's a valid issue. Like, you're stressed out at work. There's a lot of things going on. And when someone says, be grateful that you even have a job, and you're like, okay, yeah, I guess I should just suck it up and be grateful. That's where I see toxic positivity. But yeah, so I have like some examples here to like kind of explain more of what I'm talking about. So for me, I did not pass my English MTEL, which is like a license thing to get into student teaching in college. And people were saying it's not a big deal. There are more things to worry about, but at least you got to graduate early. And it's like, yeah, that's right. But I was really upset about it. And I just needed someone. Well, I did have people in my life who did do this for me. And you know who you are. Thank you. Who let me vent, let me cry it out. And like, you, like, they just, you know, let me just talk about it instead of just shutting me down. Like, you're fine. It's not a big deal. Like, people have other things they're going through, you know? And I had one person say to me, like, well, with student teaching, I have to wake up early and you can just go to your job. So that's better. And you shouldn't be sad about that. And it's like, well, why can't I be sad about it? Why can't I be upset about it? Like, it's something that upset me, you know? So that's where I saw the toxic positivity with not passing my MTEL. I know that honestly was the best thing for me because I found what I truly love and yada, yada, yada. But at the time, I didn't want to hear that. I wanted to just vent and talk about how I'm feeling and that I'm sad and I couldn't student teach with my best friend, you know? So, yeah. And then also, like, that person said, at least you have a job to keep yourself busy. Like, at least, oh, like, you can do something, you know? I don't know. Just, like, those are just examples I experienced toxic positivity. And it didn't make me feel good. It made me feel like I was overreacting. Like, yeah, maybe, like, I am overreacting. I guess, like, not passing an MTEL and having to graduate early, not being able to go to those classes with your best friend is not a big deal. But for me, it was, you know? Oh, shoot, my laptop's dying. It's okay. We'll finish it in time. So I started to think, okay, maybe I am being overdramatic and ungrateful when that wasn't the case at all. I just need these people to listen and just let me vent. And honestly, sometimes people don't want you to say anything. They just want you to listen to them. That's it. So how can we tell if someone is giving us the toxic positivity vibe, you know? So I think it's when someone's dismissing your feelings or what you're going through and comparing it to something worse. Or pretending something isn't happening by ignoring it and telling yourself it's just not a big deal. Or diminishing someone's happiness and push their problems and push, you know, whatever problems off. Or say you have a friend that sees that you are having a hard time at work. Instead of listening and complaining with them, you just tell them it's not a big deal. So those are all some ways you can tell, is this person, you know, giving me this toxic positivity vibe? Are they dismissing how I'm feeling? Are they pushing off, you know, something I'm stressed out about and telling me it's not a big deal? You have other things to worry about. I have things to worry about. Like, that kind of is toxic positivity. I also hear on things on TikTok or social media that toxic positivity is when you tell yourself that everything happens for a reason and you'll learn a lesson. So for me personally, I don't necessarily agree that is specific, you know, toxic positivity, but I think that it is toxic when it's used at inappropriate times, like maybe someone is going through abuse. You know, it would not be appropriate to say that it's happening to that person for a reason, you know? Or someone doesn't have enough money to support their kids and you say, yeah, everything happens for a reason, you know? So I think in that way, it's used in a toxic way, pushing off someone's problem instead of listening to what they need and then like maybe helping them, you know? So I don't necessarily think it's toxic to say everything happens for a reason, but I do think it can be used at inappropriate times, which could make it toxic. So I don't think as a whole, it's always toxic positivity when you say that. I just believe it's when it's used at inappropriate times. So, in a spiritual way, I always say everything happens for a reason. I'm always learning a lesson from something, but that's only used at appropriate times. And you know what I just talked about. So I think spiritually, we're all on earth to learn lessons and experience challenges in our lifetime. That is obvious. But I think saying that at inappropriate times can make it toxic. I really hope I'm making sense. So for me, when I didn't pass my MTEL, Mallory let me vent. She let me cry. She, like, just listened to me, okay? A few months later, when I'm calmed down, I'm over it, whatever. Like, I am over it. I got over the emotions. I'm okay with it. I accepted it. Then she says, you know, you got a job in elementary. This could be a way for you to really see, like, where you actually will end up, like, things like that. That's when I'm ready to hear that, and it's at an appropriate time, you know? So, like, that's how I see it, if that makes sense. I really hope I'm making sense. So, how to avoid being the person who uses toxic positivity? How can we avoid this? We don't want to do that, right? How can we avoid this? So I think being, like, listening to your emotions, listen to your friends and family's emotions, and let yourself and that person vent. Get it all out. Don't dismiss that person. Don't shut them out. Don't compare to something worse or something better. Just vent and listen and just, like, bitch about it. I heard Tori DeSimone say on her podcast, I'm going to drink this again. Say when she's upset about something, she calls her mom and she just bitches about whatever she's upset about. And her mom, like, bitches back and they just, like, vent and just bitch together, you know? But she said, but once we calm down, then we start thinking about, like, the logistics and all the stuff. Like, that's how I feel. Let the person vent. Let the person, you know, give out all their emotions, how they're feeling. Listen to them. Be a genuine listener. And then when they're like, okay, I'm ready to, like, figure this out, can you help me? Help them, you know? I love when all I want to do is just complain and bitch about something. So when, like, someone, you know, matches that energy, it just helps me get it all out. And then after, they help me work it out. You know what I mean? I think another way to avoid using toxic positivity, if that's the right way to say it, is keeping it in all in. Or dismissing someone's feelings is being part of toxic positivity. So just, you're upset about your job. You hate it. You want to do something else. Instead, you're like, no, I have, this is what it's like to work. I'm fine. Everyone goes through this. I'm no different. I'm just being dramatic. Like, that is toxic positivity. Like, you're actually feeling upset and stressed out. Like, let's talk about this. Let's, you know, let's get into this. What's going on? And if you're not happy, get out of it, if that's possible. So I think avoiding it, how you're feeling, and just, you know, downplaying your emotions or downplaying someone else's emotions is 100% part of toxic positivity. And with my students, when they're going through something, whatever it is, I always tell them or let them vent to me about how they are feeling. So last year, here's an example. Last year, one of my students, it was literally the first week back in school after the pandemic when we were in for hybrid last year. And she got into an argument with one of her friends. And she was crying. They were, like, all upset. And I'm like, you know, like, these kids literally just got back to school. It's going to be hard being social with other kids for a little bit. They're not used to it. They miss that huge part of their life. So I took the time. I was listening to everything they had to say. I let them vent. I let them cry it out. We talked about it. We figured something out. We found a solution. Other teachers would say, oh, it's not a big deal. Like, just ignore it. It's not a big deal. They're fine. They're fine. They'll get over it. And I'm like, just because they are a child, does not mean that their emotions or whatever they're going through is any different to our emotions and what we go through. This is their world, okay? It's like we have to, like, at a young age, you learn how to, you learn about your emotions, how to deal with them, how to figure shit out, basically. And you use those things that you learned and you grow on them as you grow up into an adult. So no, I'm not going to dismiss my students' problems because it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. To them, it's a big deal. And I'm going to be that supporter. I'm going to help them because it's funny how I'm one of the teachers that the students come up to me and tell me things. And other teachers are like, oh, here's tea. Sorry. My students don't ever tell me those things. I'm so surprised your students are telling you those things. I'm like, yeah, because they know I'm going to listen to them. That's a good thing. I'm not using toxic positivity on them and dismissing their emotions and their problems. Because what is that teaching them? It's teaching them that whatever they're going through doesn't matter. And that's not okay. And we don't want to do that to our friends, or we don't want that happening to us. So why am I going to do that to them, you know? So that's what really inspired me to talk about this. I see it a lot on social media. I've experienced it with my job, and it's just like, I just want to talk about it, you know? And also, like, what I've been going through at the gym, as you all know, like, oh, I should just be lucky that, I mean, I am fortunate that I'm able to go to the gym and move my body, but I still feel self-conscious. Like, I don't feel good about myself, and I need to figure my shit out. I'm not dismissing how I'm feeling. I'm trying to understand my body and what I'm going through. And yeah, that's how I'm avoiding toxic positivity with my body, if that makes sense. So I really hope this was a good episode for you guys. I definitely see this a lot on social media, and I know a lot of you, if you're on TikTok, you definitely see this a lot too. Just thought of something different to talk about. I really hope this all made sense. And I really loved catching up with all of you. Follow me on The Mindful Pod on Instagram. Yeah, let me know what you think. Don't forget to check out my other podcast with my best friend Mallory called Hey Bestie Podcast. We upload every Thursday, so it's really fun there. We talk about really funny things. We're always laughing, giggling, sharing funny stories. So I think that's really it. I hope everyone has a beautiful week. Happy Monday, and I will talk to you next episode.